Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Correct. Coming to you once again from the Gramercy Theater in New York City. You guys are awesome. Thank you for letting me do so many shows here. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. Name tags up! Oh, the Izzy usual Doug specs. You worked your Izzy and Doug into Usual Suspects. That's pretty impressive. Soam alone? Soam, I apologize, Soam. Seth has just written out his name with a bunch of dicks like he's... Like he's Jonah Hill which one did he draw a lot of dicks? Super bad. Brianna 3DD. And there's some very nice breasts on there. Oh, no, we got donuts in the front row. We've got, oh, that Jordan in real life with my face on the pancakes instead of Steve Carell. I want to hit that with a donut so bad. I think that's what's going to happen tonight. Yeah, there's several boxes of donuts. Katie's in the front row. This time she knitted a, what's his name, Gizmo from Gremlins. Can I show everybody? This is ridiculous, the shit she makes. Look at this thing. Mm. Like, if I threw it down hard right now, people would go, oh, it's so cute. Good job. Yeah, she had a sperm the other day, a knitted sperm. Didn't care for that very much. Lucky number 11. I saw that one on the internet today. Yeah, and somebody wrote back, that's my favorite movie nobody's ever heard of. And I'm like, I think people have heard of Lucky Number 11. Thank you guys for bringing all those great name tags, and good luck to everybody during the selection process and the donut dodging process. Doug plugs. Both of my shows in Washington, D.C. this weekend are sold out. Thanks, D.C. And my shows next week in Rosemont, Illinois are almost full. Thanks, Rosemont! Rosemont. I've got a big couple of days come up in Denver, you guys. On Mother's Day, May 8th, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at Comedy Works downtown at 420. Then it's off to the suburbs, Littleton, Colorado, for a Benson movie interruption of Throw Mama from the Train. Right? Perfect Mother's Day movie. At 8 o'clock. That's over at the Alamo Draft House. And then on Monday, May 9th, Getting Dug with High is coming to Denver for the first time at the Oriental Theater. Yeah. It's an interesting place for me to do my show. Let me just say right now, no jokes about my eyes. Keep it to yourself. DougLowesMovies.com. From the corrections department, it's Rabbit Hole, not Rabbit Proof Fence, that stars Nicole Kidman and John Candy. No, I'm sorry. And John Candy is not in Strange Brew. Apologize to all of those who are injured by these huge mistakes. And one more thing before we get to the prize bag. Always fun to do this business. Doug Loves Movies is coming back to the Gramercy Theater on Monday, May 30th. It's like a month from now. A month and 3 days. And you can buy your tickets here tonight after the show. You guys get first dibs at $15 each, no service charges. So that's going on tonight after the show. Everybody listening to the podcast, you should come get tickets because these are the funnest shows. Even when you have Judy Gold on, everybody still manages to have a good time. I love her. I think she's hilarious, but maybe it's better like at a dinner party. I brought a hat that somebody gave me that's kind of a subtle weed hat because it's all red. It's got like a red pot leaf on the front, but then on the back it says Cannabliss on it. So you might get a stop and frisk if you wear that. And I brought, oh, this is a perfect outfit maybe with the Cannabliss hat. Then you can wear a shirt that says Wingman on it. Which is it's a promotional item for Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey. Yeah, I don't drink that. I don't condone drinking that. But I think we're putting together a really nice outfit to get apprehended in. Oh, here's another one that's probably got some sort of booze on it. Yeah, it's another. I'm not even going to say it. No free ad for Jack Daniel's. Fool me once, shame on Jack Daniel's. A CD from my personal collection called Wax Apples. It's got a sexy cover. Probably not anything to get too excited about. Got a couple of pipes from, all rubber pipes from a company called Peacemaker. And then from my VHS collection. Yeah, I think I hook you guys up pretty good, I think. Oh yeah, these are nice. An episode of a very underrated TV show called Gross Point. The episode is called Bare Naked in America, so that's salacious. And then that's a reason to buy a VHS playing machine, a VCR we used to call them. And an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The episode entitled The Body. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so all of that stuff is going in the prize bag for me, but we have four delightful guests who also all remembered to bring something. So let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Ron Bennington, Amy Miller, Gary Goldman, and Bobby Moynihan. Crowd is trying to cover for you guys, trying to figure out where you're going to sit.
Just line up this way.
That's not good, Ron.
Be the easiest
That's
way
a bad
to go.
Idea.
It's
oh,
real.
This is the worst.
This is.
I think we got it.
This is.
Here we go.
very
What do you
creepy.
Do? Move forward to the front stool when I'm talking to you? When it's your turn? Or do you just want to stay yes. like this the whole time?
No, that would be great. It's just like do toboggan questions.
I don't have any toboggan questions. And the other night when we were playing Last Man Standing with John Candy, none of us said Cool Runnings. Which was that's egregious. That's egregious and Kelly Ripa. So, they're rearranging back to the normal
yes.
positioning. That was a fun.
It was weird for me more than anyone.
I was.
Was it? Yeah. I think it's good to do visual humor for a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, as soon as I saw what was going down, I was like, gold.
He's a radio guy.
Take your pan out of the water, Doug. You already reached gold. I used to go to Knott's Berry Farm, and they give you a pan, and you put it in the water, and then fake gold would go in your pan, and you really felt like you were part of the gold rush. Let's meet our panel individually, starting with the nice lady that's here tonight, Amy Miller, everybody.
Hi, Doug. Hi, everyone. This is exciting.
I can't do that sound. Amy is, you may have heard her on the episode from Portland, Oregon, where she used to be a local comedy phenom. And now, on her way to Los Angeles, interesting routing,
yes.
She decided to drive to New York City.
I brought a car here tonight, if you need a ride.
That is, we should probably put that in the prize bag. Lots of these people are not, taking public transport home. So that's a sweet, sweet gift.
And, not anymore, because I'm taking you all home.
Then you're going to drive this thing out to Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm going to drive this thing out to Los Angeles.
Get that whole thing of yours out to Los Angeles.
Whatever it is, we haven't figured it out, but they're going to love it.
I think so.
Right?
I think you'll be a big hit. Listeners of the show love you. What'd you bring for the prize bag tonight?
Oh, well, Doug, you know I like to have a strong theme when I come on the show. We haven't talked about this yet, but one of the last movies I saw was Purple Rain. Yeah, you guys watched it again?
Okay, yeah, of course. I watched it all weekend.
I brought, if you have like a young daughter or young girl in your life, an Apollonia starter package. So.
It's never too early to start.
It's a little.
To start being Apollonia.
It's like a girl's shirt that says rock star, and it kind of looks like Prince, but it's clearly not. I got two hoop earrings. Got you an extra backup, because you only need one. Bottle of champagne.
Oh,
they like that one. And then just like a little like makeup, like cover up for when you get hit in the face.
I was kind of hoping some diamonds and pearls might be in there, but still pretty good Prince theme bag.
I can't afford diamonds and pearls.
It could have been fakers, you know? They could sell you some fake ones out there on the street. Every corner. Get some hot nuts. Some fake diamonds. I don't know what I'm talking about. Who else do we meet on this panel? Let's go down to the other end down there. Bobby Moynihan is here.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
So funny. SNL, how many years now?
39.
You came in on year two and managed to make
two.
It through all the turmoil.
Yeah.
All those years. That's terrific.
I replaced Bill Murray as a as a little baby. And a little baby.
So you got a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting, right?
Yeah.
You get to do stuff like this.
Yeah, I was doing stuff like this, yeah. Hanging out.
So agreeable. And so the next episode's not until December, right?
A week from what to next week?
Oh, May?
Yeah. No,
You're going to go with May?
on Monday, we're coming back.
Oh, okay.
So the Saturday after that.
Oh, you'll have a May 7th Mother's Day episode.
Correct.
Do you know who's hosting that one?
I think it's an... Yeah, Brie Larson.
Brie
Larson. I don't know. I'm so afraid
she's
of Brie
a mother
Larson
in that movie Room.
Yeah. It's Brie Larson.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I see her on Pornhub all the time. She's great. And then she was with Charlie
Sheen
for a while.
Bold choice. Bold choice, but we're going for it.
Yeah.
She's also
she's
the musical,
also a musical guest.
Musical guest, yes. Okay, good. Yeah. That's it's great when you see a side of someone you didn't expect. Like that Ariana Grande, she killed it.
Yeah.
Really good. Her impression of Jennifer Lawrence was like,
yeah,
that was like professional.
I thought it was Jennifer Lawrence.
You got confused? You were like, oh, Jennifer Lawrence stopped
by?
Is
Jennifer Lawrence here? In the middle of the sketch. And then Lauren came out and said no, told me personally.
That's pretty much the only time they break that fourth wall is when Lauren's involved.
It was amazing.
All right, let's meet coming back down here to my end of the row since we just heard from him, and I want people to know whose voice it is.
Am I not supposed to
we didn't hear
something?
Bobby's prize yet.
Listen, Ron. Mm-hmm. When you digress with a guest on Unmasked, I don't run out and say, please stick to what you're talking about.
That's a good point.
No, but you made a good point also. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Bobby?
I didn't bring shit.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, God, it's in a bag. Hold on. I brought this owl.
It's an owl
Wait,
belt.
You brought what?
It's
an owl belt?
I think it's either like a fake snake skin or something, but it has the real face of a real owl on it.
You're a real hoot, Bobby.
Say it again.
No, I heard if you put that owl
again.
Belt on, you can turn all the way around.
Yeah. And you can fly.
Who gave you that?
Yeah, don't pollute. Let's give that hoot.
And a bag.
Eyes
and
are
a bag.
Scary.
And a plastic bag, because that's important. That is really not what I expected it to feel like. Is the rest of the belt like supposed to be snake?
It looks like they tried to make it nice, and by the end, they were like, fuck it. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It starts out real nice,
it's
and
like,
then
oh,
things
I'm gonna
get
really
bigger,
work
and then it's
on
like,
this, and then...
Then you start
lunchtime!
Seeing... Yep.
All right.
It's like the Harry Potter series in a belt.
Oh.
You are mad. They're so mad.
If it fits me, I'm going to keep it. No,
please
too
do.
Small. Too small.
Headband. Could be a
Somebody
headband.
Got lucky that I'm too big. You Ron Bennington is here, everybody.
Nice, everybody.
Host of Bennington on Raw Dog, Sirius XM, and you're also on the Opie radio a lot.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. You're doing really good.
I'm doing so good.
Yeah.
I got this shit down. And I like to point out when there's a celebrity in the crowd. Do you know where, is your daughter Gail here tonight?
Gail Bennington is right over this
there
way.
She there she is. Stand up and wave to everybody. You didn't move to that standing position at all, but there she is. Thanks
and
for coming
Chris
by.
Chris Stanley, how dare you?
Chris Stanley's here too. Yeah,
it's Chris Stanley. Yeah,
he doesn't love you, Chris.
I wasn't running the show. I already got in trouble once.
That's true.
In.
You have one strike.
Yeah. What do you got for the prize bag, Ron?
Well, I have since this is a movie show, unlike the other people, I brought a DVD. Full Metal Jacket, and this is signed by the two stars of Full Metal Jacket, Vincent D'Onofrio, and then that other guy that was in Birdie.
Matthew Modine,
that's it, yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio kind of signed it in character, like a suicidal...
He did. He actually gained 50
lunatic.
Pounds to sign that.
Oh, okay. So,
he's great that way.
Jay Scott of the Toronto Globe and Mail says, the best war movie ever made.
All right.
Well, there you go. If the one guy thought that. I like it, though. That's a good one. Thank you, Ron. Thanks for bringing that. And let's meet one last guest, everybody. Gary Goldman is back on the show.
Thank you. Thanks.
So polite over there, waiting your turn to participate.
And the pressure was building going forth. I didn't.
What kind of shirt do you have there in your hands? Oh.
From the Comedy Cellar, I have a 10:45 there tonight.
Yeah, race out of here, you guys.
Check that out so I can pick up my $30.
It's like a broke dick ATM. And they're both like really small sizes. For
they're
his,
yeah, they're ladies, too,
Comedy
so
Cellar
I'll have to
shirts.
Choose a,
so, yeah,
okay.
So.
All right.
Whoever wins, I'd like to see you in it. Because it'd be hilarious if it was like a big guy in one of these tiny Comedy Cellar shirts. Thanks for bringing those, Gary. And you've got a special coming up?
Yes, this Sunday. I have a special coming out on Netflix. Yeah. Thank you.
So
Maybe
This Time?
No, I'm kidding. It's About Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's about time for this Netflix special.
Right. And my current one that's on there is not a top pick for Gary.
Right? I always have issues with what it thinks Douglas would enjoy.
Yeah.
Because my own movies do not make the cut. I really don't have any faith in the whole way they do that.
Yeah.
Like how they decide what
else you're
going to like.
Wouldn't I be at least interested in somebody with the exact same name as me?
If you liked, you know, at the end of the movie when they go, if you like this, then you'll probably want like one of these. It's the oddest.
I know.
Like they just throw complete garbage at you. No offense, Netflix. I'd love to do more stuff with you. If you're listening, Netflix.
I always get hit with comedies with a strong female lead. It's weird. Strange.
And April Fool's Day, they did some bullshit where it was everything was the opinions of John Stamos. Like it was John Stamos's favorites, John Stamos's favorite dramas.
They fooled us.
His favorite docs. Yeah, it's the kind of joke where there's zero payoff. People just later go, oh, that's why? All right. I just thought they were pushing him because the Fuller House is on there. I just thought it was like an obnoxious promotional thing, which it turns out it also was. It was everything in one. I like to ask everybody on the panel the same question on every show, and we'll start with Bobby. What was the last movie that you saw in any format, even if it's one of your own? Fess up. Fess up to how much you watch Monsters U. If I was the voice of that, I'd have it on a loop in my home. In case somebody came over.
I haven't seen it in a while. I'm going to watch it tonight, though, now. The last movie I saw, I think, might have been Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, okay. So it's been a couple weeks since you had time to...
Turn on him.
Yeah, that's weird if you get mad at him just for having seen it. Some of us had to take the bullet. Some had to take the speeding bullet. But did you hate it as much as everybody else, or did you just relax and go with the ride?
I think I felt like, oh, yeah, that was the trailer, and then it was longer.
Yeah. No, I skip out. I ditch out on the trailers. Like this movie that's coming out. What's it called? The Wrong Guys or the Bad Guys? Nice Guys. Nice Guys with two of the funniest people in film, Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. But it's a Shane Black joint, and I love Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and his Iron Man 3. So I'm psyched about this movie. And yesterday I was at the cinema, and the trailer came on, and I'd seen it once already. And I just got up and went out and stood outside the door for a little while, just waiting for the trailer to end. So I was like, I do not want to see a trailer more than once because it gets too many ideas in my head.
Yeah.
I like to picture you opening the door for people, and they're like, is that Doug Benson?
Yeah. go right in if you want nice guys to be spoiled. Also, after that, I'm sure they're also going to ruin snacks and sodas that are available at this refreshment stand, the movie. Wait, so what movie did you say, Bobby?
Terms of Endearment.
Batman versus Superman. All right. We should have just moved on. Gary, what about you? What was the last experience you had with...
I watched Shawshank Redemption at 2 o'clock this morning.
Sad.
Not a fan.
2 a.m. 2 a.m., you get back from the clubs, you killed, everybody wants a piece of you, and you just come home, you want to unwind with the prison drama. Why? Why did you do that? Was it on a cable network?
No, I had to put it into a device
and watch it?
And I know every word, and that helps me fall asleep. That's what goes on.
Can't fall asleep without seeing someone crawling shit.
I woke up. That's the longer than 5 football fields.
That's a pretty good strategy. I never think of that. Put on a movie that you know so well that, like, why would you stay awake?
Yeah.
Like, why not just watch a little while and go, that's good. I'm good.
Yeah. Or just turn off the TV and shut your eyes.
and be left alone with my thoughts?
Oh,
are you crazy?
No,
thanks for dropping by from the Stone Age, Ron.
Is it because of the DVD? Is that it?
Amy, what about you? What was the last film you saw?
Aside from Purple... Okay. aside from Purple Rain, I went to see The Boss, which is, incidentally, a comedy with a strong female lead. So I guess they're right.
Yeah, Netflix is right.
That's what you like. I get the strong female lead thing, too, on mine, so... Huh? I think it's...
You're a sassy bitch?
Yeah.
We all know that.
I am. But speaking of The Boss, though, what's your, you know, I don't know where your aspirations at in terms of working with Melissa McCarthy and her husband, but what'd you think of it?
I loved it.
Okay.
No.
I hear you. I get what you're saying.
No, it was funny.
I loved it, too.
Did you not like it?
I found it to be one of her more uneven efforts.
Okay.
But I also find her to be... at her best with Paul Feig, so I'm got my fingers crossed for Ghostbusters, which is a trailer I always walk out on.
Even on a plane?
I'm telling you, Ron, I pull that lever on the emergency door because I'm already mad that Slimer is even in it. Who fucking cares about Slimer? Why does he have to show up and eat too many hot dogs again? That's not even an effective ghost. Like, oh, I'm so scared that guy's going to get sick over there. That guy might beat Kobayashi at the fucking Nathan's contest. Ron,
yes.
Finally, what did you see?
Well, you know, like everybody else, I think we all watched Purple Rain this week. Cause
I could not get enough of it.
Yeah.
And it's... Because it's like scene, music video,
right.
And occasional montage where obviously like the dialogue was so bad and so badly acted that they're like, let's make this into a montage. Like that whole scene where he's talking to the cops and, you know, there's just music playing over the entire scene, but it's not even a montage. You're watching a scene,
but
not getting to hear what's being said. You're just hearing the song. But I just marvel at how all of the songs in that movie are great. The other bands that perform at the club are great. I love the announcer that just is always like, ladies and gentlemen, the time.
Yeah.
And I love that guy. I just love I love that there's like, when the time goes on, there's choreography in the balcony of the theater, but when Prince is on, because he's not as well-liked, he's unlikable.
He's playing that new shit.
Yeah, when the kid is on, there's nobody dancing around to it, and everyone's looking at each other like, what is this shit? Oh, turns out probably the best music we'll ever have in the world of pop. And
but if you go back and watch it, Apollonia would have been better off with Mars Day. You know what I mean? No one says that, but he didn't throw her tits first into a cold lake.
He did not throw her into the lake. He tricked her into jumping into the lake. And she was so pissed when he said it wasn't the lake he was talking about. Like, that's the reason she'd be mad. Not because he just convinced her to jump into a lake. Even if it was the right lake, there's still nothing's going to happen other than your lake wet. And that's why I think he rode her hard, put her away, lake wet.
Lake wet, yeah.
Because he didn't have sex with her on that first date.
No.
Like, he was very chaste with her and then got back together with her. But here's a couple of my highlights from the movie. We've got to move on, but I'm fascinated by this movie because at one point she hawks stuff. She does whatever she could do to go to a pawn shop and buy him a fancy guitar. And she gives it to him. And then she says she's joining Morris's group. And then he slaps the fuck out of her. Yeah. Like, right after she gave him this amazing gift. Like, that is the worst spin into... I mean, I'm sure that happens all the time.
That's why she'd have been better off with Morris.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she made all these choices. And from my own experience, don't listen to the opener at the club about how you get into the club.
Okay, good point.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird, First Avenue in Minneapolis. They have weird rules about how everything works around there. Like, they have this weird bulletin board that you could just write your name on a card and then be in a pop group. But but my favorite thing in the movie, because it's so awful by today's standards, is when Morris and his buddy Jerome...
In the car?
Get confronted in the street by a woman who's, you know, yelling at Morris because he's obviously a two-timer and promised her some shit that didn't go through. And Jerome and Morris are like, take care of this. And Jerome fucking picks her up in a not a very unfriendly way. Like, one arm is going between her legs, so, like, he's got, you know, he's got his arm pressed up against her junk. And he, speaking of junk, throws her into a dumpster that no one checked for. Is this going to be like a stuntman dumpster where there's padding on the inside, maybe some garbage, or is it a fucking empty dumpster? And she even like hits the fucking side and the top comes down, and then she pops back up, the old classic thing that they do like in movies where you think a dog's dead but then you see it real briefly to make sure you know it's not dead. She pops up to prove that she's okay, and then they both laugh and walk away. But what the fuck?
Yeah, there's
just curling a woman into a garbage, into a dumpster. That was harsh.
That was the 80s.
And it was comic relief at the, like,
yeah, everyone laughed.
The scenes with
time.
Morris were all the funniest scenes in the movie.
Yeah. How about the way Prince just over-accessorized the motorcycle? The fucking mirrors had other mirrors coming out of it. And this thing was a Honda. You're just like, Prince, slow down. Get a better bike. Yeah, but you're right. They were awful to women in the 80s. It was the 80s. You know, what
it's
did we know?
It's better now.
Yes, it's so great.
I want to see some asses wiggling. I want perfection.
That's great.
I'm telling you, it's the perfect, you know, like, looking back, I wish that Kurt Cobain had a dumb movie when he died. Because there's, and even David Bowie doesn't really have like a movie like that's like Purple Rain where you could just watch it and feel, at least feel better about it, even, and sad at the same time. Sorry to bring everybody down. We on Monday night, we didn't talk about Prince at all, so that's why I'm like just.
Well, you were so deep into out there. Schindler's List.
Yeah. Judy kept the conversation very. Very tightly hewn to one hilarious subject. One movie that gets a laugh in any setting. All right, here's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin!
Yay!
Oh boy, I got some games for you guys. And these guys have some name tags. And each of you, lady and gentlemen, need to pick who you'd like to play for, just go physically get. I know it's overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
Physically go get the name tag you'd like to play for. I'm going to make a vine, I think. People are cheering for someone else, for someone else's name tag thingy. Vine, vine, vine.
But yours is great.
Don't put them down yet, you guys. Whoa. All right. Oh, all the donuts are hitting the stage. Let the donuts hit the floor. All right. I'll fix that up later.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Got a frame and everything.
Yeah, I know. We should grab that one.
I know.
All right, we're back, even though we never went to commercial. We're back. Oh, there's more donuts. You guys are crazy. I shouldn't do the show next door to a Dunkin' Donuts. Kind of makes it easy for everybody to make
really
that last
nice assortment.
Minute. Whoa, that looks really... we got to start with Bobby, though. Let's. Bobby, you got some donuts.
Correct.
And they, what do they say on them?
They say ABC D's Donuts.
And then what's their, is their name on there?
Hell
like
no.
Like on the top or something? No? Yeah, don't read
bottom?
The shithead on the back.
Yeah, yeah. Don't read it?
But we don't want anybody to know what your name is?
It says Morgan Freeman.
It doesn't. What? Why are you saying boo?
Why? He puts Gary
Did
to
Morgan
sleep
Freeman
at night.
Morgan Freeman kill someone today?
No, he just refuses. He won't talk about penguins anymore.
No.
Like, I want to hear
it
you
says,
talk about penguins.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed to read that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. But do you want to, are you going to eat your donuts or do you want to throw them at the audience?
Throw them.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and do that now if you want.
Go ahead, just throw the whole box.
One
no,
at a time.
No, I throw them individually. It's a big box. It's kind of fun to pick a target. So I want to hit the I want to hit the Jordan in real life, but with my face on the pancakes.
Okay.
Oh, nice shot.
Nice, very nice.
Got a piece of it. Yeah, Gary Goldman's got the arm. He's
Gary.
The
I like the Jurassic
he's
World.
He's the most intense of all of them, I guess, when it comes to donut throwing.
One for the cheap seats, one up high.
Oh, wow. Is there anybody up there?
Yeah.
There's some people up there. Oh,
chuck
no.
one up to the balcony, Gary.
Gary Goldman has bunny ears on now. Is that like a Donnie Darko thing?
It's a Black Swan
Bird. Oh, Black Swan Bird. I get it now, sort of. Oh, there he goes. There's lots of stuff falling off of the donuts.
Oh.
Nice.
You just got to really arc it in there. You don't want to go too high. Oh, shit.
It's like the natural.
I know. You don't usually have athletes on this show.
Point to where you're going to put it and then knock out the lights.
Oh, my goodness. Yay.
Why'd I go all the way over there when I have him right here? All right, we got to play some games. Who are you playing for there, Gary?
I am playing for Black Swanberg. What is your
name? Swanberg's your last name.
What is your first name? Sarah Swanberg.
She photoshopped me on there, gave me the Natalie Portman crazy black swan eyes.
And she put lights, and they light up.
Yeah, it's a very intricate. And then there's Twinkies and donuts and ho-hos, all sorts of shit on there. Do you eat that kind of stuff, Gary?
No, I can't.
So, yeah, you might want to chuck that shit into the crowd, too.
No, I go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Who wants Twinkies? There's your goddamn Twinkies. Who wants ho-hos? Oh, no, wait, donuts. Who wants donuts? No, oh, more Twinkies? You really glued those on there good, Swanberg. Oh, nice snag.
Who wants a lawn dart?
Oh, no. Ron, how'd you even get that in there? Whoa, that was a good snag. Gary's really connecting with the receivers. Oh, right in the guy's chest plate. I think I heard somebody say, right here. Throw it over here. Oh. Ladies are catching him a lot tonight. I like that.
This should be the way we feed homeless people. There's like 30 people sleeping on the street out front.
Maybe some of the people will be nice enough to share with the homeless outside. But if I were homeless, I'd be like, sorry, I'm off sugar. Now, I'm going to mispronounce your name a second time. Soam? Soam. Shit. Soam Alone. S-O-O-M Alone is Amy's name tag.
I picked this because she put her own face, not yours.
Yeah. I don't... I just say to everybody and the listeners in general, like, I don't know what putting my face on these things does. Nobody ever picks it. Oh, I saw Doug's face. I had to have it. They're looking for their own faces or donuts or, in the case of Gary, bunny ears and lights. All those lights. Ron, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for the never-ending Corey. And Corey forgot to put a $20 bill on here.
Oh, he meant to put 20 bucks on there to bribe somebody, but he didn't put it on there. No, you really do get to keep that $20.
Then thank you for having me here tonight. Goodbye, everyone. Now, I heard you say the other night, put up a 50. He came in for a 20. He came in low. Smart move.
Oh, okay. All right, so, and he also put a lot of wrap rolling papers on there. So, good job, Corey.
Yeah. Those are for Gary.
I think a few of us could use those. I feel good about those getting used.
You can also roll up the 20?
Not anymore, I can't.
Not anymore.
I wish. There was a time, honey. There was a time.
Let's play, for starters, a game, a newish game called Jason and Deb's IMDb game.
Whoa!
I did my best to explain this backstage, and I hope my best was good enough. And we're going to play to 5 points. Just yell out your own name when you think you know which actor or actress maybe a director, maybe Prince. Just yell out when you think you know what person it might be, and you get bonus points for each additional one that you get correct out of the IMDb top four best known for. Make sense? Let's do it.
Only
I like Bobby,
director.
Just an empty box of donuts in one hand. Yeah, just will not let go of that thing. And then just the mic down low, like he wants to make an effort to get that mic near his face.
I was listening, you were getting
ready.
Deep in there. Yeah. Now you can make me feel bad, I'll put it down.
No, I just want you to be ready. You know, it's like a game show contestant who doesn't have his hand on the buzzer. Your mouth and that microphone is the buzzer. Or you could say any word. It just has to be a noise that needs to come out of you. The first film is Groundhog Day. Okay, smart play, everybody. No reason to get a negative point for jumping in too early. But the second film, I think I heard a siren. I think the donut police. We got a call that the Gramercy Theater has diabetes. The second film, Lost in Translation.
Amy Miller.
Amy Miller said her whole name.
For the brand.
Who is it, Amy Miller?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray is correct. Now you get to name two more movies or things that you think Bill Murray would be top four on IMDb.
Oh, for extra points, right?
Yeah. You got the 1 point. Here's a chance to get two more. Just name two more.
What about Bob?
Bill Murray things.
What about him?
Nope, didn't make the cut. Oh. I know, people love that movie.
Love that movie.
Yeah. Give me one more.
Stripes.
Oh, that's another great one. But they went with Ghostbusters.
Of course.
And Moonrise Kingdom. Interesting choice. Of all, you know. What are we going to do? Rushmore or Moonrise Kingdom? All right. So Amy's on the board with 1 point. We're playing to 5 points, or whoever has the most when I get tired of this shit.
Gary's busy.
He put on the ears for a second, but, you know, I agree with him to think better of it. You know, maybe on New Year's Eve, maybe it put something on your head for a while. Maybe it's got the next year on it, like sunglasses that say the next year. All right, your first title, this next round, which actor or actress is known for these four projects? Schindler's List.
Is that Judy Gold that was in that? Hope.
Ron, don't waste a perfectly good guess on comedy. I don't want to give you a negative point for a solid joke. All right, so no one came in on that one, right? Okay, I'm going to say another one. Shutter Island.
Gary.
What do you got, Gary?
Ben Kingsley.
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Impressive. Now Gary gets to try to name two other Ben Kingsley shows.
Okay, here we go. Gandhi?
Ben Kingsley things. Correct.
Sexy Beast.
Oh, that's a terrific one to guess. But they went with Martin Scorsese's Hugo.
Oh.
Hugo. Yeah,
course.
I know.
Of course, Hugo.
Gary has...
It's always Hugo.
That's what I was thinking.
Gary has two. Amy has one. The less said about the others, the better. What? People are cheering for individual people. I like it. It's like UFC.
Buzz in with your name, Ron.
Yes, I understand that.
Oh, well, so you guys don't have to like hold those up like that the whole time.
But I like this.
Okay, if you like it,
really fun.
If you like holding on to it, yeah. Then please do.
Well, I feel like I'm on strike.
No more of Corey. All right. It was a terrible strike chant that I came up with. I'll work on it. Here's the next round, you guys.
Prometheus.
Good old Prometheus. Here's the next one. Pacific Rim, which is what I think you should order when you're getting a massage in San Francisco. How much extra for the Pacific Rim?
And is that getting or giving? I never know.
When I don't. That. Yeah, could. Yeah, and it could still cost more even if it's giving. All right, here's your third title. This is a tricky one. Your third title is Thor. What are you doing? I don't know why you got yelled out. And then finally, so this will just be worth 1 point if somebody can do it. Thor, colon, The Dark World. So this person is known for Prometheus, Pacific Rim, Thor, and Thor, The Dark World. And I could safely say, as an extra hint, that this person's greatest credit is not in these four.
Oh, in that
Gary.
Case. Yeah, take it.
Go Anthony Gary. Hopkins?
No.
Oh.
What do you got, Ron?
I was just going to say Jim Belushi.
Oh. Yes, there is a photograph in the background of Jim Belushi in all four of those films. None of those places would have a bar or a comedy club, but his picture made it in. No,
Bobby.
What's that?
Bobby.
Bobby.
No, right. I'm not saying I'm in it. I don't think I am. I'm saying my
name.
No,
Bobby, if you, do you have a guess?
Yeah, but it's going to be stupid now. That Stellan Skarsgård guy?
No.
Is it Idris Elba?
What?
Idris Elba?
That's correct.
Nice. Wow. It must be great to be an insomniac.
But Gary, next time start with Gary.
Gary, yeah.
And then I'll say, Gary, go.
Sorry.
And then you'll say, Idris Elba? But yeah, I mean, I know it's TV, but not including The Wire in his top four seems kind of silly. All right, here's the next one, you guys.
I think Dark World is his greatest credit. Just want to put that out there.
Gary has three, Amy has one. I didn't give any negative points for the wrong guesses on Idris Elba because, you know, it was Idris Elba. I knew going into it was a tough one. Not his fault. Would have been blown out if they'd put Luther on there. Prometheus, he had such a dumb part in that. I'm here to fly this and fuck that lady. Okay. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. This is where it gets a little weird on this one. The Oscars 2015. Non-stop. You know, taken on a plane. And the last one, this is the top four. 12 Years a Slave.
Oh. Bobby.
Bobby.
Lupita Nyong'o.
That's correct.
Yay!
It's the confidence that works for you, Bob.
I can't believe that's fourth.
Yeah, they kind of left that one. She won an Oscar for that. And yeah, but also, you know, the Oscars, I guess, because of that selfie that Ellen DeGeneres took.
Oh, that's right, the selfie.
Yeah. And her Lupita Nyong'o's brother got in there all. I'm not famous as anybody here. Like, he was just so happy to just get in there. All right.
Does he have a credit for that picture?
He should.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably all four of his top four.
They should make an they should make his... an app when you take a picture that he just pops in on the side.
Yeah, I think his name on the internet is Jeff Nyong'o. G-E-O-F-L. All right. Here's your next round, you guys. Lost in Translation.
Ron Bennington from SiriusXM, The Bennington Show.
Very confident.
Branding.
Yeah. I'm going back to Bill Murray in an unbelievable move.
That's a strange twist.
I just believe in it.
I'm not that high when I prepare this shit. Do you have a guess?
No, I don't.
But since you're going to get a negative point anyway, just name somebody that was in Lost in Translation.
Those little mean Japanese guys that came along just shooting them.
Correct.
With those, like, marble guns. I hated those dudes.
All right, I'm going to give you the negative one on that one. I thought you were doing a real power play. You're going to jump in, just take a strong guess. Name three other movies by that person, and you'd be in the lead. You would have sprung to the lead. But instead, I got to say another movie, unless anyone else wants to go on Lost in Translation.
Pressure me?
Too much touching.
I know who else is in that movie, Ron. Okay. I don't want to take the risk.
There's not a third person in that movie.
That's fair.
I can name five people in that movie, and I'll do so as soon as we're done with this.
Wow, that'll be great.
Yeah, everyone's going to be so excited. All right, here's the second movie of this round, though. The Avengers.
Gary.
Gary.
Scarlett Johansson.
That's right, Scarlett Johansson. Giovanni Ribisi. Anna Faris and Scarlett Johansson's ass.
Oh, yeah.
It opens the film and the credit over her ass says, and introducing.
What was the
this
lady?
Ass.
Who was the lady that just kept yelling, lip my nylons, back and forth at her? She could have been huge.
Yeah, no, I don't think anything came for her.
No, too bad.
The, like, lounge singer lady that he sleeps with in the hotel?
No, the middle-aged hooker.
Oh, yeah.
In the early, she was great.
I don't
great.
Know who that is. I think the singer might still... Do you remember the name of the band she's in the lounge?
No.
It's great, because they're in fucking Japan. And the band is called We're Sausalito. All right, so... Gary gets a point for that, and if he can name one more of the two remaining movies listed for Scarlett Johansson, he's going to be our winner.
Jesus, let's do it, Gary.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
No, no, no. Hey, wait, that's three titles. No, go ahead. This is so exciting.
Avengers 2.
Now, yeah, unfortunately, we're going to need the full title.
Avengers 2. Hey, we're back.
He's got it.
What comes before the Avengers?
The Avengers?
If you had to choose between DC or Marvel.
Oh, Marvel's.
Marvel's the Avengers.
But Marvel's the Avengers.
That's not the right answer anyway. They went with Captain America Winter Soldier and Lucy. Oh. Lucy, that movie where she got 100% smarter than all of us.
Her husband was Desi?
Yes. Yeah, the movie starts out, she just wants to be put in the show.
Yeah, that's it.
But then she gets kidnapped by some guys who put super brain powers into her head. And then she figures out what happened and gets revenge on everybody. Spoiler! So what just happened? Gary got one more point, so he's one away from winning.
Hey, guys, we need a coalition against them right now.
Yeah, no, well, that's what, you know, I thought you were playing some sort of play when you jumped in on that one and didn't say one of the three people.
Why didn't you say Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, why didn't you?
You know something? Women can bully too, okay? Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
Yeah, that doesn't mean abusive.
All right.
I don't know the difference.
That's true. There isn't a big difference there.
Here's the next one. This one starts off with a very, very fun one. The Electric Company. Yeah, very popular.
I've never even heard of
Gary. Program for the children.
Gary?
Gary's jumping in.
Morgan Freeman.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Yeah.
Now, do we get a free shot at that? Or
I knock a point off of Gary, yeah. And you only get a shot if you want to get a point taken away.
I think it's the letter C. <That's>... Thank you.
It's Letterman.
New. Oh. All right. The other contestants want me to just continue?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Here we go. Yeah. The second project associated with this actor, The Usual Suspects. The third one is Smoke. Oh. And the fourth title,
Bobby.
I don't think I'm right.
Here comes Mr. Confidence.
You gonna
try it? I
don't
think I'm right, and I hate myself.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Harvey Keitel?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think he was in an Electric Company
Amy
or The Usual
Miller.
Suspects.
Amy Miller.
Amy.
He directed The Electric Amy. Company.
Here comes Amy.
John Hurt?
Oh, no.
He's in Smoke, right?
Yeah, sure. But not in the gotta other be in all movies. These things, yeah.
I didn't see those.
You could have just hung out for the fourth title. That might have given it to you, but this is a tough one regardless. The fourth name is Do the Right Thing. Yeah. And again, probably leaving out what I think is his greatest credit, a TV show called Breaking Bad. It's Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a tough one. All right, I got one more, so whatever happens here is going to decide this thing. And we start with... So far, we've done Bill Murray, Ben Kingsley, Idris Elba, Lupita Nyong'o, Scarlett Johansson, Giancarlo Esposito, and we got one more to go.
I feel like that's a clue.
The first movie, Catch Me If You Can.
Ron.
Is here that... we go, Ron.
I feel pretty good about this.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, shit. Incorrect.
I saw him in that movie.
Nope, that was some detective from Boston.
Amy Miller.
Amy's in already.
On
okay.
a gamble.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
You're an asshole.
I didn't mean to laugh at you losing, but that's what happened. All right. So the other two fellas are still in it, Gary and Bobby. The next movie's called The Wedding Crashers.
Gary.
What do you got?
Christopher Walken.
That's correct!
Gary, Gary. Gary.
Yeah,
Gary,
all you need. Gary, you win anyway.
Gary, Gary, Gary.
But
Gary,
what you really
Gary,
need here.
Gary!
What you really need here to bring it home to a perfect 5 points is to name at least one more Christopher Walken movie of the top four.
The Deer Hunter?
That is correct. And I'll give you, if you name the other one, I'll give you 10 points for that.
Wow, yeah, go for it, dude.
10 completely unnecessary, pointless points.
The King of New York.
Oh, that's a fun guess. They went with Man on Fire, which of course he's in, but I don't really think of that as one of Christopher Walken. It is a good movie. I like that movie. And, yeah, for anybody who didn't catch on or did, All of the names in the IMDb game tonight were voices in the new Jungle Book that's in theaters now.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's all say, yeah.
Well, if we had figured that out.
Yeah.
But Gary gets to go first in the next game, and it's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Nice.
This is a game where I just tell you the tagline from a motion picture. It's usually something written on the poster, and you guess what movie it is. And I go straight to Gary on this first one. If he can't think of the correct answer, we'll go to Bobby, and then down to Ron.
Someone say no?
Yeah. He's against it.
Why not? I would like to play.
The direction can go either way at this point because we haven't done a direction game yet. But I like your, I like the cut of your jib. I like the shut of your mouth.
The director sits in the third row.
Yeah. Yeah, he's. This is our audition. I'll say that the tagline to Gary, and Gary will guess a title, and we'll move on to Bobby.
Bobby?
Yeah. And here's the tagline. Gary, what movie promotes itself with the line, "The legend will never be the same"? Pretty generic. Not particularly inspiring.
Same.
That ad agency took a nice day off.
Yeah, it's terrible.
She yelled out a funny answer, Air Bud 2, thinking that I wouldn't come at her for that.
Throw her in the garbage can.
It's
Purple
true.
Purple Rain. Purple Rain callback.
Jerome! No, it's true. I don't get mad when it's just a joke answer, but sometimes people accidentally say the right answer when they think they're kidding. So be careful. Be careful out there.
The legend.
All right, now you're just.
The legend will never be the same.
Just guess whatever pops into your head, like what movie's about a legend.
Goblet of Fire.
Even if that were right, you wouldn't be right.
No.
But valiant effort. Bobby, the legend will never be the same.
The new Annie movie. which I'm in.
What are you doing it?
I'd say a line. I say the last line of that movie.
No.
I do.
Is it a big spoiler?
No.
No. It's not like, looks like you found a home.
Oh, wait. I want to see if I can. It's if this guy keeps singing and dancing like this, he's never going to get elected.
Jamie Foxx wasn't even there the day you shot that.
Oh, no. Neither was the audience. Oh, no, it was a great movie.
Oh, come on.
It was a great movie.
Hey, fuck
I'm sorry.
You.
We all feel.
I'm just kidding.
Ron, do you have an idea what this might be?
It's The Legend Will Never Be the Same. That's the Tom Cruise movie, Legend.
Thank
you,
okay.
Everybody.
Ooh.
I don't know if I would tip it that much, but I could go that obvious sometime. Amy?
I'm going to go 2016's Point Break.
Wow.
They did ruin the original a little bit. They tarnished the legacy. But no, I hate to keep harping on this, but that's the tagline for The Jungle Book.
Oh.
Are they paying you?
Yeah.
You're like
no
yeah, that movie's that movie's struggling. It needs the Doug Loves Movies audience. The people that probably mostly have it on their never see list. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. I thought it'd be funny to slip that by you right after. I promise this next one is not it might not be from the Jungle Book. And we'll start with Gary again. Go to Bobby. They don't get any closer than this. They don't get any closer than this.
They don't get any closer than this. They don't get any closer than this.
Yeah, it sometimes helps to sing it. Don't get any closer than this.
Don't get any closer than this. Home for the
Holidays.
Are
you posing for Rodin?
He's good. He's good.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
I said Home for the Holidays.
Oh, okay. Ah. You don't get any closer than this, Bobby.
Is it Sisters?
That's correct. A movie that he is in.
I'm in that movie, too. I have one line. I say, oh, he's got to keep singing a diss like this. He's never going to get elected. Boy! And then I throw a boy at the end.
You have a lot of lines in Sisters, and you hilariously sustain a joke that could be, that's very hard to do, I think, which is the guy that always says the most unfunny thing all the time. But as a viewer of the movie, you laugh at how unfunny what he's saying is. That's hard to do.
Thanks. The worst thing about that didn't get in the movie. The socks I'm wearing say hashtag sock. The fucking worst. It's the fucking worst. But it didn't, you don't see it. I was like, that's the fucking worst.
Will it be in the director's cut or?
It's in Sisters 2, hashtag socks.
The legend will never be the same.
All right, we start with Ron this time.
Good.
You can do this, Ron. I feel really good about you.
I feel strong, too. Go ahead.
All right. What movie has a tagline and audience to resist yelling out? Because you're going to know it. Ted is coming again.
Thinking this has to do with Ted Kennedy... Is it Ted 2?
That's correct.
Yeah.
This is not a joke. I am in that movie, too. And I'm going to be in the Jungle Book, I just found out. I really am in Ted 2 also.
All right, Amy, here's the next one.
Is that the full title of Ted 2?
Yeah, just Ted 2.
That's embarrassing.
They didn't go with,
no offense.
They didn't go with the subtitle or anything. They kept
I'm sure
it short.
It's great, Bobby.
This one is a major emotion picture. Shut up. I don't know what she said, but she really blurted something out.
Why do they all know it? I'm going to go with The Notebook.
Oh, yeah.
It
very,
is for
very
me.
Emotional, yeah. And also, it seems like we would have a funny tagline. Fun play on words.
Sure.
That's not right.
Gary?
Scream 2?
Warmer, I guess. Bobby?
Inside Out.
Inside Out is correct.
Were you in that?
Did you have anything to
yes,
do with that?
Yes, I was.
This is your version of being on the Actor's Studio.
Bradley Cooper has a question to ask you.
Mr. Moynihan?
All right, last one. But great job, everybody. Ron... What movie has the tagline, school never looked this scary?
Well, seeing that Bobby Moynihan is sitting up here with me, I'm going to say Monsters U.
Full title, please.
Monsters U, how's he going to ever get elected?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Hey!
Where's the guy that said that?
Has anyone ever just stood up with eyes closed and just one finger out and just had it land? That would be great.
I do this to make people realize how the whales at SeaWorld feel. It feels so good to fucking hit the intended receiver.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's donuts in here, too.
Do you want to do another? You guys? Have you ever done one, Amy? Here comes Amy. Wow, hard overhand. Want to do another one, Ron?
Oh, I was trying for the bartender maybe wanted one.
I'm going to try to skip mine like a leg. See if I can skip it.
She's like, oh, now I got to clean that. Oh, Jesus Christmas.
Oh. Hitting women in the head.
Hey. I guess if it's not water... Does it just skip up that way?
Yeah, you can't skip them off the heads like stones on a lake. Here comes another. Oh, nice little.
Oh, that was a little donut toss.
Now she's just every time anything comes anywhere near her, she's terrified.
She'll never go to a Dunkin' Donuts again.
Well, post-traumatic stress,
nice, very
Dunkin'.
Nice.
Would you like a donut? Okay, just her, you guys. Don't fuck this up.
Oh, yo!
Put it right in her hands, Ron.
And now the season is over.
All right, let's play one more game. It's a little ditty called Last Man Stanton.
Oh!
We're going to all take turns naming the films of an actor or actress. If you can't think of one, you're out, except for one time during this game you can use the audience member who you're playing for.
Corey.
Ron can shout out to Corey.
So...
Did she say it right, Solm?
Yeah, I mean, it's my last name.
Oh, it's your last name. Okay, well, that's not so bad. So what's your first name?
Carrie.
Carrie Solm?
It's your phone number.
And then Swanberg is who you can go to, Gary. And
Sarah, right?
ABC, These Donuts is who Bobby can go to if he needs help.
Title.
Don't fuck with the back. Where is the person who reached out to me with the Twitter handle BuzzNotLightyear? BuzzNotLightyear. Why are you called that? I don't know. Just thought four words sounded good together. And Light is spelled L-I-T-E if you want to track him down on Twitter and complain about his choice. Got a lot of tweets from people, but I'm counting on you, buddy. What name should we use for Last Man Standing tonight? Susan Sarandon. Mm. You son of a bitch. She's in the news. She's got a new movie out called I'm not going to blow it.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to ruin my chances of winning this thing. It was kind of a toss-up between Ron and Bobby winning that last thing. So I'm going to give it to Ron because Bobby was in all those movies.
Yeah, it's cheating, isn't it?
Yeah. And so we'll go Ron, Amy, Gary, Bobby, then me. Just name any Susan Sarandon movie.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
So hot in that. She's a hot ticket.
Oh, yeah. She looks pretty good.
She's hot in a lot of things. Not the least of which is Bull Durham.
Oh!
Whoa, nice. Yes. Baseball mama. Or whatever they called her.
Annie.
Gary, probably a big fan of Bull Durham. She took that one from
me. No, I know she did. Dead Man Walking.
Mm, yes. Sister Mary Prejean. So lucky. people don't realize that Jack Black is in that movie.
Didn't
I? Yeah. Place Sean Penn's brother comes to visit him on death row.
Tells a couple of jokes.
Yeah, Chris Penn wasn't available.
I got to see it.
Chris Penn was too busy learning how to dance from Kevin Bacon. Probably not around the same time. All right, so Susan Sarandon, I got to say.
Yeah, Bobby.
Bobby.
Sorry, Bobby.
That's okay. Thelma and Louise.
That's what I got to say. No, I got to say that she's in theaters now. The Meddler.
That was my Trump.
Meddler. Well, just think of another one.
All right, my turn.
Golden.
I'm going to take the only movie I ever saw anyone put lemons on their breasts and say Atlantic City.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice.
Best thing that ever happened in Atlantic City was that scene. She did it a couple of times in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a great actress.
Who's next?
I'm going to say The Jungle Book.
Oh, that was a good, fun way to try to know. Yeah, why did you use your lifeline?
So, stepmom?
Yeah, that's how they pronounce it, too. Stepmom? Who's going to take care of us this weekend? Stepmom? And it's weird. It's like a Home Alone, but it's just a stepmom fighting off the wet bandits. And they're not... Anyway. Gary?
The Player.
The Player. I like that. Audience, not so much. Bobby? She ever host SNL?
Susan Sarandon?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 16,000 fucking times. No,
I don't know. I think so. I think so, yeah. Not while I was there.
She might have back in the day.
I think so.
Around Thelma and Louise time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or probably around another movie called... Little Women.
Okay. Shit. I'm gonna also go kind of recent and say Tammy with Melissa McCarthy.
I loved her in a movie called Corey Lifeline, Please. Earthly Possessions.
I gotta say yes. That sounds so generic.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Earthly Possessions?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Nobody in the audience is fighting it, so I gotta feel like it's legit.
Not sci-fi.
All right, so Amy, you don't have a lifeline this time, so...
I think I'm out on Sarandon.
It's this
I'm
or
Sarandon
nothing.
Free.
One more or nothing. You're done?
I'm done.
Okay. Thank you for playing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Gary?
We're going to go with Enchanted.
That's good.
That's right. She really, she got into that. She's very good.
Nice.
What'd you say? You're in that? Oh, she is in that.
Is Bobby in that?
Yeah.
I directed Enchanted.
All right. Bobby.
Anywhere But Here?
Oh. Yeah.
Nice. Trump.
Either a correct answer or a cry for help. I'm just going to start naming Chris Sarandon movies. No, I'm going to go with... This is one of the older ones in her career, opposite Robert Redford, The Great Waldo Pepper.
Oh, God, I love
that picture.
Yeah.
She falls off.
She has a very bad accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. She shits herself and then falls out of a plane. She has two very bad accidents.
Yeah. Susan Sarandon, I'm going to go to the film that was a documentary about her short hip-hop career, Sarandon Rap. I think we all saw it.
Sarandon
Rap. Yeah, it's really great.
Let's not
even look it up. Let's just keep moving along.
Bobby was the voice of a monster in that.
I was. You better rap, Susan Sarandon. You're never going to get elected.
Gary? You got another one?
No.
You're going to have to go to Swanberg?
I'm going to have to,
Let's Swanberg it. The Banger Sisters. Do you think does that sound legit to you, Gary?
Yeah.
He's going with Banger Sisters. Yeah. That's correct. Bobby, you got another one? You haven't used your lifeline yet?
Say it again.
Have you used your lifeline yet? The ABC
No, I haven't.
Donuts?
I'm going to use that.
Save it, Bobby.
Save it?
No.
I'm going to use it.
Okay. Where's that person? Oh, these guys? What? Cats and dogs. Does that sound legit to you?
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to have the answer. I don't know. You have paper in your hands with words on it. Is cats and dogs on it?
Do you want to take that for your answer?
I do.
Okay, cats and dogs. And doesn't it have like a subtitle in other words? Or it's just called cats and dogs?
Just cats and dogs.
All right. I'm going to take your word for it. Cats and the dogs? Cats and Dog Town and Z-Boys? Cats and dogs.
No one knows the
I think I might be out, even though... Oh, wait.
Uh-oh.
No.
Almost.
You look like you got a message from somewhere else, from above.
Yeah, I don't have a lifeline. I don't deserve a lifeline. I can't. I'm not playing for anybody anyway. But I had a great time. Thank you so much for having me. Do you got another one, Gary?
No, I don't have any.
Does Bobby have another one?
If I'm wrong, does it fuck it up for the person?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Because I think that technically Gary lasted the longest, did he?
No, Bobby did.
Bobby lasted the longest?
Yeah.
So we call Bobby the winner?
Yes.
Bobby's the winner.
Bobby's the winner!
Bobby! 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 Bobby!
What Susan Sarandon movies did we miss?
ABC. ABC D's Donuts is the winner.
Baby!
That's my boy!
The client! Pretty baby. Of course! Yeah.
Pretty baby?
I just. Mr. Woodcock! Witches of Eastwick, of course.
Yeah. These guys should have been playing, and we should have watched.
Shall we dance?
It should have been the whole show.
I heard you.
I'm going to throw another one to that guy that caught
the ladies. She in the Muppet movie?
Do you want another one?
What was that? Oh, yeah.
She's in Cloud Atlas?
Cloud Atlas. And the
somebody said Bull Durham. That must have nodded off earlier. Lovely Bones. She's not in Schindler's List. Jeff, who lives at home. That's a good one. The Client, for fuck's sake. I know, you feel pretty weird after a while just screaming The Client over and over again. What'd you do last night? I went down to the Gramercy and screamed The Client. Let's do some plugs. Bobby Moynihan back on SNL on May 7th with host and musical guest Bree Larson. What else you got going, Bobby? Do you have some movies in the can we can look for?
Yeah, Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, nice.
July 8th.
Are you you're the voice of a doggy?
I am.
Aww.
And the Book of Henry coming out sometime, I think, next Thursday? I didn't mean that. Next Thanksgiving, I think. I don't know.
All right, cool. Thank you for being here, as
always. Thank you for having me.
Always a treat. Gary Gulman's got a special on Netflix. It'll be available, this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Sunday?
I'm headlining here May 21st.
Gramercy Theater, May 21st. Hey. Come back and see Gary. Come see me again here on May 30th. Oh, that's so funny. I thought the shithead would be on the poster, but I still got to carry around the poster, the big sign. Amy Miller!
Thank you. I'll be in New York doing a lot of shows over the next month. You can see them at amymillercomedy.com.
I like Amy Miller dot what?
I like that a lot.
And follow me on Twitter at Amy Miller.
All right. Thank you, Amy. And Bennington Show on Raw Dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And this Sunday night, I'm going to be watching Gary's special on Netflix.
Yeah.
I can't wait. So make sure you join me. It's going to be fantastic.
Who else still hasn't gotten a donut? Through two of them, terribly thrown. Recovered though, man. You know, there's no 5-second rule. That's a lie. Like the second it hits the ground, you're getting to get something. Something for your trouble. One more time for all of my guests: Bobby Moynihan, Gary Gulman, Amy Miller, and Ron Bennington. Oh, sorry. Leave you hanging. DougLovesMovies.com. Let's get the prize bag delivered to the lucky winner over here. Yeah, both of you come up here. You can help carry it. There's one more bag. Hang on. You got to get that champagne. Yeah, corks be popping tonight. High five for Bobby. Yeah. And as always, Tidal is a shithead. Whiners who say the new Ghostbusters is ruining their childhoods are shitheads. Look at that. The donut box stuck to the... Ugh. And people who say it is what it is are shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in it.